Oh, good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We got him. He's in the house, Jonathan Smith, after a long foray in the woods the other day.
Yeah, a rough day of hunting for sure, but anyways.
He's already been out there. Look, it hasn't even turned into rifle season yet. It's coming. What are we at now? What, 7 days?
Yeah, a week from today. Right now, we'll be in the woods.
All right.
So it's going to be a tough broadcast next week. We might have to pre-record, okay?
All right. Well, we can do that for sure. All right. Yeah.
Everybody needs a Saturday morning off, but you don't want to lose the Saturday morning of the Gunsmith Show.
No, we'll have it. You know, and you're on your way out to hunting, you can get some last-minute pointers.
Maybe.
Maybe some tips on what you need to do.
You forgot something, and you're on your way back to the sporting goods store.
Listen to the show. We'll entertain you while you're grumbling about having to run back to the store.
Oh, well, you know. And remember, don't bring the Little Debbie snacks out in the woods because they're too noisy.
Okay? That's right. No
crinkling.
Silent
foods in the woods only.
Yep.
No, like, crunchers, you know?
So a leather satchel. A little drawstring bag like Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Hunting grizz. But
hey, listen, this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises. We're going to talk a little bit about House Bill 4284 in this segment.
Yeah.
Which is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
That's right. And you can reach Jeremy at Reliable if you need anything done on your house, interior, exterior. But man, this time of year, he's just rocking the exterior stuff, getting them done. Get a hold of him, 810-429-6957, licensed builder. Extremely down-to-earth good person to work with. So, a lot of times you run into contractors in your life that I have, because I've been a contractor my whole life, that are sometimes they're arrogant. They treat you as if you don't know anything. Jeremy's not that type of guy. He's just a good guy, easy to work with. And
does great work.
And it's hence his name, Reliable Enterprises. Mm-hmm. He does do great work. He's done work for Dan, myself.
And he'll do exterior stuff year round. I mean,
yes.
Probably won't build you a deck over the winter, but if you need a door put in.
What kind of winter we have.
That's true.
Yeah.
It probably won't pour concrete, but if you need a door, if you need windows, if you need siding, that sort of stuff, they can knock out all year round.
And they're real good about doing it around the weather, where they don't open up all your windows at once. They open up one, they switch it out, they change it, and then, move on to the next one. So
that and inside stuff too. They could really new commercial for Reliable this week talking about hibernation mode and expanding your cave a little bit.
Oh, man cave,
your rec room.
You've got
office
time to get
space.
Stuff done before the Super Bowl.
There you go.
If the Super Bowl matters, you don't want to miss that halftime.
Yeah, right.
I forget his name, but I don't know.
Bad Bunny?
No, thanks. Bad bunnies get killed in the woods. That's what happens.
that's what you need, what we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Yeah, there we go. No, we're not. But anyways.
Rabbits.
Oh, there you go, rabbits. Well, maybe.
More shotguns, I guess, for rabbits.
Shotguns, that's the third segment of the show. The second segment is not about shotguns.
But first, we're going to talk about House Bill 4284.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, and I'll give you a synopsis of the whole show today. We are going to discuss some cool stuff. We're going to talk about twice a year I get these lists from one from Guns and Ammo Magazine and one from American Rifleman. The American Rifleman are the Golden Bullseye Awards. Those are like the up-and-coming, bestsellers of the year, what's going to be hot, what's not. Not so much on the whatnot. But this week was our big release from Guns and Ammo Magazine, which I've been a faithful follower of for most of my life. I think I've got a stack of issues from the 70s still that I go through just to look at and reminisce. But the Guns and Ammo, their top picks are pretty doggone interesting. And we're going to discuss all of them. Now, it's what's new and innovative and has to be introduced in this year. So that's what they're going to, how they formulate their process of bringing this information. And it's good info. It's kind of funny, Dan, because we have literally discussed almost everything that's on the list throughout the year already, because we always talk about current subjects, what's new, what's hot, and what we expect to do really, really good. And boy, from handgun of the year to shotgun of the year to rifle of the year, we've discussed them all. But we're going to go a little more in depth and really why they chose them. But we're even going to go into optics of the year, tech of the year. So some pretty cool stuff we're going to talk about. in today's show, and but it has to have been introduced this year from their, you know, their
to make the list.
To make the list. And they're even going to, they have a new one. It's a suppressor of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So suppressors are getting so popular that there's even a suppressor of the year. So now.
My wife would be interested in that.
Yeah, well, it's
she's
not
looking for a good suppressor.
It's not a husband suppressor.
Oh.
Although a good movie can work for that.
That's
unless
true.
It's a hooting and, you know, hollering movie.
Right.
Hooting and hollering and, you know.
Hoot nanny.
Not like a Slim Pickens, you know, from Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
Come into the town of hooting and hollering. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to talk about all that stuff. But right now I want to discuss for the rest of the segment, I want to talk about House Bill 4284. Now, Michigan, just so you know, I got a lot of this information from MCRGO, which is where I usually get my CPL report. And as of right now, Michigan is still firmly at about 11% of its residents has concealed pistol licenses. And after this week's elections and everything in New York, it's probably going to go up. There's little driving factors that make things happen. And Michigan's a state that is still firmly at 11%. That's pretty good. That's a good number. I mean, there's 20% that are too old or too young. 20 to 30% are too old or too young to own them, and own or have CPLs. And then there's a good portion that have criminal records that cannot have them. So that we
11% is the total population. As a percentage of the actual potential CPL holders, it's a bigger number.
Right, right. So we're doing pretty good. Now, concerning license fees, this is what 4284 is about. House Bill 4284. This is pretty interesting. And I like the way the legislature's thinking right now. So it's about renewal fees for concealed pistol licenses. Now, what they're asking to do is they want to modify from $115 to have your CPL renewed every...
How often do you have to do
every
it?
Every 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
I think it's 5 years. I just pay it and I get it done. I think it's 5 years. But they want to bring it down to $30.
Mm-hmm.
And...
What is it initially?
It's $115 initially.
First time.
Plus, you got to do your CPL class.
Yep.
And some people need to have CPL. You go in and do a supplemental course just to make sure you're up on the rules and laws.
For your renewal?
For your renewal. You don't have to do that. You can sign
probably
off
a good idea.
It. It's not bad if you don't stay up on it. You know, and I constantly read about what's new and you know, interesting in the law changes or if something big has changed, of course, I'll let you know through the show. But what we try to do is make sure that if somebody's real novice and they seldom carry, take the refresher. Mm-hmm. That way, because if you're not thinking about it every day or every couple of days, it's
5 years, John, is a long time.
It is a long time.
I can't remember anything from 5 years ago.
Who are you?
If you weren't here every week, I would forget.
I have a problem with 5 minutes
ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I do tend to dig into my memory banks and pull out those little golden nuggets of knowledge.
25 years ago, 45 years ago.
I can remember that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I can still sing a song from 82.
Mm-hmm.
So as I scratch my noggin, so slightly gray-headed noggin, but anyways. So anyways,
it'd be a lot more gray if there were more of it.
Well, that's the key is to not have much. You don't know what color it is. And then if I just wear a hat, nobody knows. So, but there is a slight shine coming from my neck.
It is more flesh colored. Yes.
I moved my head the other day and a deer jumped. I went, I got to grow some more hair, wear a hat. So, so currently,
So this is going to bring the price down. Is it going to pass?
It sounds like it's gonna. I really see.
Will it be signed into law?
And there's an interesting.
I can't see the governor saying yes to less money coming
less
into
money
the
coming in.
Treasury.
Well, here's the thing. Their reasoning for this is very cool. Michigan fees are much higher than other adjoining states. There's like 38 other states that do what we do, and they do it for $30.
Okay.
But we're at 115. Now, okay. Excessive fees are considered. This is right in the bill. excessive fees can be a barrier to the constitutional rights of the CPL holder. Because for fixed income people, $115, that might cut into their medicine money or their food money, and they cannot afford a CPL renewal.
Or their ammo money.
And exactly. So, I mean, these are important choices in life. These are life choices, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's why I cut my own hair, so that I save money on ammo. I save the money for ammo. Now, so hurting lower-income people is the avenue on this, which is smart. And then the modernization of administration costs, because back when it started 23 years ago, 20-some years ago, when we first got our, when they first came out with the CPL, they went from a CCW, carry concealed weapon license, to a CPL back in the early 2000s. And right about 9/11. And back then, $115, there was thumbprinting, there was background checks. Well, now it's all automated. I mean, it's so computerized that the actual cost.
You don't have to stamp it. It's not in triplicate. You don't have to file the pink copy here and the yellow copy there. And the,
It's still a little that way, but not that much. So in this situation, the costs have actually reduced. And what happened was in 2001, we became a shall issue state, meaning you can't be denied unless you've truly done something wrong. So
got to be a reason for it.
Yeah. Before then, you had to either get a hunting and target license or you got a general, which you got to carry all the time. It was hard to get a general. You had to really know people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the handgun boards, every county had one. If you didn't know somebody, you probably weren't going to get what you wanted. So makes for some awkwardness for sure. And I'm glad it's gone. I'm glad it's gone. I know guys, I got buddies now that were on the handgun board in Genesee County back then. And they said, it wasn't that bad, you know? And I said, I understand. But anytime that somebody can just say,
add some arbitrariness to the process.
Yeah, it's a lot like a building permit. Mm-hmm. And they can tell you no,
you know,
if you do all your things right, they can still tell you no sometimes. Depends on how you treat them. And nobody likes that. So anyways, House Bill 4284, I'll try to find out for next week how it is. I couldn't get anything right up till Friday night on exactly if it passed or not. So, but we'll keep an eye on it, and hopefully it'll be nice to see our CPL costs come down. And for all of you, plus, because once you're a CPL holder, we want to keep you as a CPL holder in Michigan.
Right.
And you're kind of part of the Army, you know, it's a good thing. So unarmed.
It'd be like buying. That'd be like buying life insurance for 5 years and then getting rid of it. When you're 5 years older.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
You want to keep it.
Yeah.
It's a long-term policy.
Hey, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic rock.